That is right.
All right, speaking of perfect, Katie, what the heck's going on on First Friday?
Oh, we actually have quite a bit this month. It's February. Sometimes people take the month off, but we got a good lineup. We've got 9 different spots participating.
Good.
So Brood has Nevada Jagger, who works there as well, but she is going to be showing her artwork. She does acrylic on canvas and denim. And John Neitz, a fellow classmate of mine, is going to be playing music from 4:30 to 6. He plays country and blues on acoustic guitar. And they always have a nice dinner special there as well at Brood. In Central School, they've got the artist in residence up on the third floor. I know Mary Corwin will be there with her her dog portraits. And Beauty and Bliss is going to be also in Central School, is going to be hosting Dreams Come True Dance. So their competitive dancers are going to be showing some of their routines in a variety of styles. And then from 6:20 to 7, they have an introduction to yoga class that will be free and available. They'll have yoga mats available and things like that. So dance and yoga at Beauty and Bliss. At the Lake and Co. shop, they are doing another beer tasting event in partnership with United Way. So this time, Castle Danger Brewery is going to be there. You can meet and talk with the folks who are behind that brewery, and for a free will donation, they'll have a beer tasting.
No, wait a minute. I want to stop you. Like, Castle Danger?
Yes.
Are they local?
They're over at, near Castle Danger, okay. I would presume.
Two Harbors.
Yeah, oh, okay. North Shore.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And let's see, what else? Jenny and Company is gearing up for Valentine's Day. They've got Cheeky's Chocolates. Cheeky's from Pengilly, and they're going to have her and her chocolates there. They're showcasing. And also in the Valentine's Day spirit, Flowers by Jeannie is participating, and they're going to be featuring the hand-carved wood vases by Mike Weedman, who does really nice work. And let's see, what else? Community Foundation is hosting the Uncommon Loons. They are bringing back one of their skits, Two Bits, a barbershop comedy sketch. I believe there's going to be actual shaving involved.
I saw something on that on Facebook.
Yeah, and so they're doing two performances. One is at 5:30 and one's at 6:30, and that's at the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation.
So that'll be like performance art.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And at the VFW, they have special guests tonight. Sam and Friends will be playing from 7 to 10, and the guests are Dave Carr on saxophone and Nathan Norman on drums. So it'll be fabulous music there. So that's everything except at McCrosty.
Yeah, what's going on at McCrosty?
Transition right into that. We have our two new shows for the month in our McCrosty Gallery. Stained Glass with Friends is the name of the show. We worked with our neighbors, Stained Glass with Class, to curate a show. So George and Lisa Burkholz pulled together a bunch of different artwork from people that they work with. And the show is featuring a number of different local artists, and so there's a lot of beautiful stained glass windows and other pieces hanging all throughout the gallery. So it's a lot of nice color for the month of February.
Yeah.
And in the Minnesota Gallery, we have a exhibit by Emily Stokes. The title is Ripe for Analysis, but it's really focusing on the iconic... I'm not going to say that word right now. Iconic.
Two semi-gifted people, you can be able to figure that out.
It's one of those ones where it's like, it's the... I'm going to screw it up. It's not a hard word.
Iconography.
Maybe? Or iconography? I can't figure what the emphasis
is.
Give it
to someone.
Anyway, rural culture.
Yeah.
Art about rural culture.
Icons of rural culture. I can't say rural very well either.
But
iconography.
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 Yes. I don't know why that one just stumbled.
No, sometimes the graphies are hard.
So she, her work is really interesting, and it's mixed media, so there's some three-dimensional pieces, and even the two-dimensional pieces have a little bit of depth to them. They're kind of painted or drawn on these larger boards, so it's a really interesting show, and it really is very cohesive as a show as well, so I'm excited for that one as well. And then we have music. Olivia Skye will be playing from 4 to 6. Domino's is sponsoring our first Friday, so pizza party at the Mac.
No kidding.
Yep, so that'll be fun.
I like that.
Yep. So come on down. It's going to be a great night.
All right.
Sounds great. I want to also move into, because the McCrosty is the sponsor of What's Left, Lives Touched by Suicide, that is at the Franklin Art Center in Brainerd. The opening is tonight at 5:00. John's going to be there to give a talk. You brought everything down, and What were you thinking of the, have you been to Franklin Art Center before?
I have not, and it's been on my list of places that I'd love to check out. So it was really, it was fun to get to stop in there, and it's at the Crossings Art Alliance is hosting the exhibit, and the building is just really cool. I mean, for anybody who's ever had
that's where my metal class was.
Of repurposing old buildings.
I can show you where Mr. Searle's room was.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, the building itself is just really cool, and then the exhibit will be at the Crossings Art Alliance, and it's a smaller gallery, so that not every piece is there, but they were able to incorporate just about everything from the show. And
phone booth will not be there, but the phone will.
So yeah, they're going to set up a separate space, kind of a private space where people can still listen to the phone, the recording, the interviews on the phone. So that'll be great to have that included.
Yeah, very excited. Very excited to go to Brainerd. Katie, you know, Katie's behind the scenes. She's like, you know, she's a bus driver for crying out loud. She drives that U-Haul every doggone place she goes. Tougher than a $2 steak she is. She may come across as meek and mild, but...
Tougher than a $2 steak. I like that.
There we go.
I'll take it.
There you go.
So, John, what's it like? So you're going to be giving a talk tonight. What have some of the talks been like as this exhibit has traveled?
Well, I mean, I can't say what the talks have been like, but it's...
How do people respond?
Yeah, I mean, they really respond. People listen. I mean, you just, when you're talking, sometimes you don't pay... I pay attention. People are really, really listening. And everybody has been affected by this. And just everybody has. It's just the way it is. And it's just fun to get all these different people to come together and, or even actually have the courage to come together and listen to something like this, because it's a sensitive topic. Some people just don't want to even acknowledge that it's there. And, you know, usually after, a bunch of people will come up and talk to me and tell their stories. And it's like the exhibit is therapeutic in the sense that it gives people the green light to talk about something. And, you know, whether I'm the one that's been around it and experienced it, so they feel comfortable talking to me. So you'll have, you know, sometimes you'll have 10 people, sometimes you'll have one person that'll come up and just say how impactful it was, and it gave them hope, and it just gave them an avenue to talk. And that's what we were trying to do, is getting people to talk about this subject, trying to break the stigma around mental illness and suicide and all that stuff. So it's been a huge success, and it's been a lot of work, and it's been a lot more work than Katie and I thought, but mainly Katie thought. It's a lot of work to transport this exhibit, and I appreciate the McCrosty's efforts in doing that, because it was a big commitment. And I'm sure they look back on it now and go, holy crap, so what did we get into? But I think in the bottom line, you just got to realize that it is an exhibit that is affecting people.
Yeah, and that's very evident. I mean, we see that everywhere we go, and everybody that we talk to that's hosted it. And from our experience hosting it at McCrosty as well, we heard, you know, every day people would come up to us with their stories. And I just think the impact is really evident. And sometimes impact is hard to measure in the arts world, but I think with this exhibit, it's pretty apparent. Yeah. So it's nice to get that feedback and to really feel like what we're doing is making a difference.
So I'm going to take this opportunity to thank Katie, because she's busted her butt over a year and a half to do this.
They didn't have to, and
you've had help, but it's been mainly you. So thanks. But get on out. Get your butt out to the...
That's right. First Friday events going on all across the region. Many things happening in downtown Grand Rapids. They start at 4 o'clock.
Yep, starting... it goes from 4 to 7, and then the VFW is 7 to 10 tonight.
And your open house is when?
4 to 7.
No, but yeah, when's the artist talk?
Yeah, the artist talks are at 6.
Okay.
And in Brainerd for First Friday at the Crossings Art Alliance at the Franklin Art Center, 5 o'clock tonight is when John will be speaking about what's left. So if you're in the Brainerd area or in the mood for a road trip, we would love to see you there. I'll be down there as well. It should be a lot of fun to see what's going on. And coming up before 9 o'clock, we're going to check in with Katie Carter from KBXE. She'll tell us what's going on in downtown Bemidji. But first, we've got Molly from the Ely Folk School joining us. Now, Molly, thanks for calling in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
We've got a lot going on in Ely the next coming, 12 days.
That's right. It's the Ely Winter Fest. We heard a little bit from Marshall Helmberger earlier this morning, but what's going on?
Well, you know, there's so many fun things in Ely altogether, and the folk school is kind of joining in with that fun, and then we're going to extend it by one more weekend because we're having a dance, and I'll tell you about that in a little minute. But today we have an open house from 1 to 5, and then that goes every weekday, and during the weekend it's 11 to 4. And then we have a bunch of classes that are, some are really related to winter stuff, and others are more just sort of, you know, general fun things to do at the folk school. So coming up on the 4th, there's herbal eye pillows and a bent willow chair demo.
Wait a minute. Herbal eye pillows.
You know, when you're stressed out and you just need to lie down and relax, in the class you're going to make, you know, really a combination of herbs that's right for you. And then when you need to lie down and just take, you know, 15 minutes to de-stress, just lay that herbal eye pillow over your eyes and just, you know.
You've never done that, John?
No, I know, but I need to do this.
Yes.
So you need to do this.
I do, but Molly, are these two little pillows or is it one?
It's one. Okay. So if you've ever taken a yoga class where at the end they have these, they are amazing, and I have done it before. And, you know, just when you're in that, you know, prone pose and lay an eye pillow that's filled with, you know, nice smelling herbs over your eyes.
And sometimes they warm it up. And it's really nice,
Okay, so you said they're customized. So, Molly, you don't know me very well, but what would be in my pillow? Like turnips?
Oh, my goodness,
like John.
Well, let's see. I think you need some lavender.
Yes,
and, you know, I really don't know. You'd have to ask the instructor, Jamie, but she's very good at, you know, helping think about that. And she's got a wide selection of herbs. So that's a really great one.
But you could also learn how to make a beaver fur hat, John. Maybe that's more apparently.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So my husband's actually going to help out with that class. And the hat, the man who teaches it, Bert Hyde, he wears it around, and it's just gorgeous. And I saw the hide stretched out ready for the class. And I think it's actually full, so you can't get in now. But they'll do it again, and it's going to be a really wonderful class. And then the bent willow chair demo is really cool because whoever participates in that class get to put their name in a drawing, and he's just going to demo it. But then at the end of the class, they'll draw a name, and that person gets to take the chair home.
Nice.
So that's really cool. And then he wants to teach in the future, teach that, and have everybody collect their own materials. But obviously in the winter, it's not the best time for collecting, but he wants to give people a taste. And then there's winter adventure demo days at the park, and there's going to be a course taught on winter survival skills on February 11th. And that's really for all ages. So you could even bring your family if you had kids and you wanted to teach them a little bit about, you know, what would you do if you were out in the woods skiing and you had accident and you needed to take care of yourself, or, you know, you went to camping and, you know, you couldn't get out for some reason. So it's really very useful class. Some of the others I'll just go through quickly. Rose mulling and a pollinator class, and a simple staff-bound book, make your own ski rack, an Inco loom weaving class. And those are kind of neat. They just, you can weave like a little sash. And then, of course, a real favorite up here is the pine needle basketry. And there's a digital photography class from Ken Hoopla, February 11th at 9.
Kenny Hoopla?
He is amazing. And so if you want to take some really good winter shots, which, I mean, today, it's just so beautiful out. We had a ski meet yesterday here in Ely, and it was just gorgeous. So that would be a good one. There's a beginning wool needle felting class, stained glass window. They're going to do snowflakes in that class. And then there's a wood relief carving class, a fly tying class, and then the weekend after Winterfest, which is the 18th and 19th, we have the Bootlickers band coming back to Ely. They came this fall, and we had a fabulous dance with them. They're going to do an old-time guitar class on February 18th at 3, and an intro to clogging class at 4:30 that same day, and then they're going to have their dance that evening at 7 o'clock, and that's going to be really fun. They are a great band, and Marina the Caller makes it so fun for everybody. So
Bootlickers?
Bootlickers.
Nice.
What a great name, right?
That's excellent.
They're from the cities, and they're just, you know, they're just a really fun, they had, you know, the guy who plays with the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket on his head sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, they had a beer cardboard box on one of the guy's heads last time. So funny and talented and just, you know, when you do those square dances, I always say it makes my cheeks hurt from smiling because you have so much fun.
Can tell you're smiling right now. Hey, before we let you go, I want to go back to the beaver hat. What does it look like? Is it like a skull cap or is it Daniel Boone or what?
Oh, it's gorgeous. There's a big top that sort of stands up like a ruff, and then it kind of goes low over your ears and curves around. If you visit the website, illyfolkschool.org, you can see a gorgeous picture of Bert, the instructor, wearing it. And he just looks like your quintessential outdoor winter woodsman. You know, he's just got the perfect look. Funny story about this guy. He was going down to, you know, central Minnesota to pick up a bison that was going to be butchered for him. And they said, well, we didn't shoot the animal yet, so we're going to go down and do it right now and you can take it fresh. Oh. So he's wearing his beaver hat with his full beard, and they walk to the herd, and the bison spooked and all ran away. So I don't know if they thought it was a bison fur on his head or what, but...
Oh, my gosh. So we're looking at a picture of Bert right now. You should check it out at illyfolkschool.org. It goes really well with his having a beard and...
Yeah.
It's very cool.
But even if you didn't have a beard, you know?
Right. It would look good.
You could have like a... Beaver fur on your head, which is just gorgeous and looks really great.
I'm sure you would look fine in one without a beard, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Well, Molly, thank you so much. Have a great winter fest, and we'll check in with you later.
Thanks
for
having me.
You're welcome. Bye. There we go. That's our album of the week. Let us know what you think. You can find us on social media, hashtag KAXE Music. It's Nouvelle Vogue. It's not your favorite, John?
I like the way you say that. No, that's all right.
All right. That's Ramon's song, I Want to Be Sedated. It's time to finish off our first Friday talk. We're checking in with Area Voices producer Katie Carter at the KBXE studio. Now there is something brand new on the front of the building there, isn't there?
There is. We have a mural that takes up our entire building.
Wow.
And it's called The Landscape of Sound. It's painted by Bemidji artist Paula Swenson. And her style is super bold with bright colors, and there's vivid teals and greens and oranges and reds, and there's birds and wolves and fish and owls and squirrels, and it is something to behold. So she was able to do it because she got a grant from the Region 2 Arts Council. And then for the remainder of the costs associated with it, she was able to collaborate with Ace Hardware and Valspar Paint and Pro Build of Bemidji. So we're
nice.
Super lucky to have this. Yeah, people have been driving by and stopping and literally backing up and checking it out. So it's quite impressive.
So I don't get to work out at KBXE very often. Does it feel different when you walk in now?
It does.
Sure.
You know, it always feels good to walk in the doors at KBXE. Every day it's like, oh, awesome. But now when I get out of my car and, you know, usually I park across the street because that's just where you can park. And it's like, oh, whoa, look at all that life and livelihood. And it's art does that, you know, it kind of wakes things up.
That's right. So, well, is there anything going on in downtown Bemidji tonight?
There's a lot going on. In fact, that song we were just listening to, I Want to Be Sedated, does not work at all with what's going on in Bemidji right now.
You don't need an herbal eye pillow or anything either?
No, you need to be awake because there's so much going on. And included along with arts is just cultural stuff going on. Culture like ice fishing, you know, like our winter culture. The Winterfest is going on in Bemidji this weekend, which involves a giant fishing tournament and, of course, the frozen turkey bowling and the polar plunge. People jump in the lake. And there's a 5K and a 10K, which I think is awesome for the people that do that. I'm a summer runner. I don't run in the winter, but I wish them all well. Let's see. Cora Medina and brothers will be playing tonight. There's a big tent set up on the lake. So it's really party time on the lake this weekend in Bemidji, so I encourage people to check that out. And as far as First Friday stuff goes, Gallery North is hosting their Warm Your Heart with a Little Art event from 2 to 5 today, and you can stop by the gallery and sign up for drawings for free classes that include painting classes, quilting, wood carving, jewelry making, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And the least of these fair trade and handmade gift shop is showing the art from Diamond Nispel. Diamond's one of our volunteers. And Cassidy J, who helps with sound a lot for some of our live shows that are outside, he'll be playing his guitar, and he has kind of an acoustic world flavor to his sound. So that will be going on at the least of these fair trade and handmade gift shop downtown. That's from 5 to 7. The Watermark Art Center will be showing jewelry by Monica Hansmeyer of Seven Sisters Designs and scarves by knitter Laurie Forche-Denay. Laurie is the executive director at Watermark, and I've seen both of these women's work, and I would recommend if there's a person out there who needs to get a gift for their friend or partner for Valentine's Day, maybe check that out, because it's a win-win. That's going on from 5 to 7, and they're in their temporary location, which is at 516 Beltrami Avenue. Dunn Brothers Coffee is exhibiting the work of Elise Heisler. Elise is a photographer who's inspired by art and architecture from her world travels. And I also want to mention that the Watermark is collaborating later in the month for a unique show called the Creative Spirit Fiber Festival that'll be going on February 24th and 25th. We'll be interviewing a couple ladies that are organizing that later in the month, but just for people who appreciate quilting and knitting and baskets and things like that, keep that in the back of their minds. Tomorrow, Kathy Towley will be presenting a workshop on how to do art fairs at the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, sharing her knowledge and giving advice to artists who want to get involved in that. Tomorrow night, the Bemidji Movie Theater is doing its opera night, showing the opera Les Noces de Figaro. And I don't know if I pronounced that right. It's N-O-Z-Z-E. Les Noces de Figaro. Not quite sure. But it sounds pretty cool. And I've never seen an opera, so be interesting. Tomorrow night, Bemidji State is doing their Jazz Fest. And Tia Fuller and Corey Christensen will be playing at 7:30 at the Bangsburg Main Stage. Actually, that's tonight and tomorrow night. It's $10 for adults and $5 for students. Bemidji Community Theater it's their opening weekend for The Elephant Man. That'll be going on next weekend too. And later in the month, there's another really cool cultural event going on called the Finlandia Cross Country Ski Marathon. People who do cross country ski come for this from all over the world. And it's literally a cross country ski marathon. And even if you're not a skier, there's family activities going on all day out at Buena Vista Ski Area, which is pretty interesting. And these kind of outdoor wintery things like the Winterfest and this marathon, ski marathon. I'm a South Dakotan. These are things that just don't happen where I'm from. So I get really jazzed up about them. And that's really my report. But before I sign off, I just want to give a shout out to our own John Bauer for taking his show over to Brainerd this weekend. And I wish you good luck tonight with your talk. And there's something that I talk to artists every week, multiple artists every week, and the common thread is that their art allows for dialogue and conversation between people who just didn't know they had a connection before. And I just tip my hat to you for taking your show on the road, because it's important and it will change lives. So thank you, John. And that's at the Franklin Art Center tonight.
Thanks,
and I encourage anybody over in Brainerd to check it out.
Thanks, dear.
You're welcome.
Get some rest, because you got a lot of art to go see.
Boom. I'm excited. And I hope everybody has a great weekend.
She dropped the mic?
She did.